Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh no, we got no more NBA games? Well, that's no problem, because we still have you covered through the summer, and we're joined this week by one of the absolute funniest, if not the most hilarious account on NBA Twitter, writer, creator, baller, Josiah Johnson. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Miles
and Jack
got mad Boosie.
See, what I tell you about the timing? We were just a little bit off there.
Welcome, y'all, to another episode of Mad Boosties. I know it's the off season. I know there's, you know, there isn't formal ball to be had, but that doesn't
I'm
mean
recording this,
show this
in
stops.
Cancun, but yeah, you know,
on a fishing boat for sure.
Yep,
for sure.
On a fishing boat with a bucket hat.
Exactly. It looks great, though. Looks fantastic. But let's not waste any more time. Let's first of all introduce today's guest, the brilliant Josiah Johnson.
What's up, man?
What's up, Josiah? Well, first of all, I need to know which of her was looking like to claim that you have mad boosties.
Oh, see, I'm glad you asked, Josiah, because I can grab
rim. You didn't see me at the
rim.
Combine? And I used to be able to get net, so okay.
Respect
pretty good.
Me. Yeah.
I'm about at net range right now. I can give you a couple backboard taps, some stretching.
Thank
but
you.
Yeah, definitely. Just want to make sure your boosties weren't madder than mine.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Had to. And again, we named the show to sort of jar the minds of people of our generation when that was the thing you said. When
for
it was
sure.
Mad boosties. But Josiah, how are you enjoying the in-between times right now?
This is the thing I like to say about the NBA season. There is no off season, right? This is for me, off season is a lot better than regular season, because a lot of people are lunching right now, they're on vacations, they're not paying attention to what's going on. This is when you get the best stuff. We got the draft that just happened last week. You got free agency coming up. My favorite time of year, because, you know, it's just going to be crazy. You know, don't know what's going to happen. Got the Kyrie situation. You got Draymond and Perk. It's just, there's never a dull moment in the NBA. You know, there's less games and all that type of stuff going on, but these guys have a lot more free time. And I think that's the thing people really need to gravitate towards.
Right.
When they have more free time, that's time to send out shots on Twitter, on Instagram, make videos, you know, call people all types of slurs, like do whatever, you know, you feel is clever.
Has anybody ever like come up during the off season just with their like, I remember like the DeAndre thing was a whole, but that wasn't really him like doing anything. That was like everybody chasing him, right?
So yeah.
Like what's your like most memorable like social media performance from the off season?
Well, it's twofold. So got to go back a few years to when AD came into the Lakers. So I think the Raptors had won the championship that year, if I'm not mistaken. My clock is all over the place. But I was in Vegas hanging out with my wife and started writing a song about, you know, AD coming to Lakers using Ice Cube.
Oh, yeah. Parody. So I remember
in the hotel writing it, we were just kind of chilling, hanging out. This is right after the Raptors had won. Go down to the lobby, order some Postmates, go down to the lobby at the Encore. You know, and I walk through the VIP section, see a gentleman with braids, taller gentleman. I'm like, oh, this looks like Kawhi, but they literally just won. Like,
right.
Surely they can't be in Vegas right now. Look at him. He's kind of staring like he's, you know, wearing New Balances, like checks all the boxes for Kawhi. Right. Definitely turns out it was Kawhi. I think they had flown out for the night to go party with Drake or something like that. So probably one of my favorite kind of just off-season moments. Like the season that just ended, we winding down. I'm looking around like, you know, carrying my bag of Postmates, staring at Kawhi Leonard, trying to sneak a picture of him. But obviously, you guys know Vegas, heavy surveillance, didn't want to get on their naughty list and, you know, get booted from the Encore. But I managed to grab a shot of him, super blurry, but I hold and cherish that moment.
That's amazing. All right. So you mentioned the Kyrie stuff. Everybody, that seems to be the thing that most people, like my eyes kind of glaze over when it comes to trade machine stuff, but that is definitely not the case for most NBA fans. And everybody seems to be intrigued. What will Kyrie do? I think the main teams that everybody's talking about, Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, I don't think that means that is the extent of like where he could possibly end up, and obviously the Nets. But if you had to look in your crystal ball, what do you think is going to happen?
I think it was very telling, and shout out to Pierce Simpson from Complex Sports, who got the interview with Kyrie on the red carpet at the BET Awards. You know, he asked him, do you want to be a Brooklyn Net? And Kyrie literally did not say yes. He literally, you know, tried to pass it on to his mom and really just stoked those fires. And Kyrie's an interesting dude. You know, when reports first dropped that he was considering opting out and taking the $6 million, you know, taxpayer MLE from the Lakers, nobody was like, yeah, that would never happen, right? Any other player on the planet, like, you got to be kidding me. There's no way that would happen. I think, you know, hearing the stories and rumblings behind the scene that him and LeBron James have kind of reconciled, Kyrie's figured it out. You know, Kyrie dipped to Boston, didn't work out there, dipped to Brooklyn, didn't work out there. You know, Kyrie and LeBron go together like a two-piece and a biscuit. You know, they are a phenomenal crew. I was sad to see them break up when they were in Cleveland. And, you know, will help, you know, as long as AD's healthy as well, will help be able to thwart that Warriors juggernaut that, you know, appears that there's no end in sight to this new reborn, we don't need KD, you know, dynasty that they're starting over there. But for me, like, just to know that, you know, something that you would have never imagined in your life. And obviously Kyrie had a tumultuous season last year with the mandate, not playing games, only playing like 26 regular season games or whatever it was, to now know that there's a potential for him to come to LA. And Lakers fans have to be super, super cautious and optimistic, but also knowing that, you know, we want every star player to come there. You know, everybody has been photoshopped in a Lakers jersey. So just to know, and it was like a week or two ago, I was like, all right, this is BS. It's just smoke. It's not going to happen. But now, you know, I woke up this morning, kind of, you know, gingerly walked into work and checked all the tweets from Jake Fisher and Christian Winfield and other dudes who are very respectable and reputable, you know, sources in this game. And it's like, yo, this thing could happen. I'm just more curious if Kyrie is really ready to play in LA. I mean, you know, we're still feeling the ramifications of Russell Westbrook coming through and the whole Westbrook thing and all that. You know, right. Lakers fans, you know, for my money, the greatest franchise in sports, but also the fans, you know, they accept greatness and they have no problem calling you out. No problem. You know, I've saw with Kuz, with KCP, with Danny Green, whoever it is, even LeBron at times, you know, AD as well, like they'll take a shot to whoever, they're not tripping. So, you know, I don't know if Kyrie can handle that. Also, I would just say keep him away from like Topanga Canyon, keep him away from Melrose, any of those distraction type parts of the city. Yeah. We got to keep him just centered and locked in. Hopefully just somewhere like downtown right near Crypto.com Arena.
Right, exactly.
Just be right near
the facility. Keep him at the JW Marriott right there. Yeah.
And even that might be a gamble because you just never know who's going to be in town, what's going to happen. They can lead them all types of different rabbit holes.
But you think, like that, my hope is it would rekindle something. There would be, because I love LeBron, and Kyrie is one of my favorite offensive players to watch of all time. Like, I just think he's so creative. You think there'd be a better fit there, that like Lakers with Kyrie would be putting something kind of impressive together?
Look, I think, you know, we all kind of make the jokes and got the slander for Kyrie last year, but he's a year or two removed from a 50-40-90 season. Guy who can, like you said, score at a high level, super, super great offensive player. Think he'll make any franchise better, just a matter of if he's going to play or not, or what's going on in his world and his life at that point. Obviously, the mask mandates and all that stuff has eased up a lot. California, great weather. Lakers, great franchise. You know, you get to play in front of Jack Nicholson, get to play near Andy Garcia. Used to be courtside, now he's like fifth, sixth row.
Yeah. Well, he's in that Father of the Bride reboot. His seats might get closer again.
That's a big recruiting point for a lot of NBA players.
Yeah.
They're we got like, Andy Garcia.
I've always dreamed of playing within feet of Andy Garcia. What is this crap?
Miss the old days of like Polo to Don when he was, you know, on his meteoric rise. He had the courtside seat. You get a little Floyd Mayweather action.
Right.
A lot of great things to do, great things to see for him to be in LA. And we got some breaking.
It's breaking news. Okay.
So it's gonna be a sign and trade then basically. Kyrie just opted in. Okay. This is exciting.
Wow.
So what does that mean? Because I'm not a trade machine guy. Like he just opted in to like with the Nets after saying he was not going to do that. I'm assuming he wasn't just like, I'm just playing. So like it means that something's in the works.
I mean, I think he definitely was willing to do the sign and trade. I think that was the kind of the latest news today. So in order to accomplish that, he would have to obviously sign with the Nets first to get that going. Surprised to see him opting in, but I think that probably would bode well for Lakers fans that he doesn't have that big deal aspirations just yet. He'd be looking for that next contract. Lakers obviously have some free money once Westbrook's contract is up, if he decides to opt in. That's kind of the big thing that we're all waiting to see. And I love Russ. I'm a UCLA guy. I believe he has till Wednesday to decide whether he's going to opt in or not. If he opts out, which I don't ever anticipate happening, I think now, you know, there's going to be chaos that's going to sue across the NBA because, you know, Lakers are going to basically have that 40-something million freed up in cap space. It's going to be interesting times.
Yeah.
So apparently he said he's playing in Brooklyn next year in his way. Normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. Irving told The Athletic, I've made my decision to opt in. See you in the fall. And then A11.
But did he say see you in the fall in Brooklyn or see you in the fall in terms of?
He said see you in the fall.
Exactly. So there's always. Kyrie's been doing this for like the last week and a half, 2 weeks. He came with the Brother Marzone wire meme. He's not just like, hey, I want to be a Brooklyn Net. I'm not dipping. But he did that with the Celtics. I think that's the great part about the NBA nowadays. Guys will tell you that they want to be somewhere, then 3 hours later change their mind, and they have the free will to do it. Now, who am I to stop him? I feel like the Lakers could use him. And, you know, if we can't give him as much bread as he wants, he needs to start like a crypto coin or something like that. Lakers fans will happily invest in it and let him tank that thing out and not trip about it.
Mm. You were mentioning like some people who are pretty reliable sources. And so I was just curious, and like, I don't want to name any names because I think this is one of the hardest jobs in the world, but like the people who we go to report NBA news 5 minutes before the rest of the world finds out on Twitter, there were a couple things that like they had wrong or like were headed in a different direction right up into the last minute, especially with the draft. Is there something different going on? Is it just like their job's very hard and they've been able to like make it easy? Did like they all invest in like counterintelligence to like seed false rumors with the other guys? Or like, is there something new happening in that world?
Well, I think when you look at just the whole space of being an NBA insider and kind of what that means, the problem is these guys telling themselves every free agency, right? So nowadays, right. X player signs here, there, whatever. It's always according to his agent at blank, you know, insert agency. That's kind of what they have to tweet now. So it's like, okay, well, if you're getting that information in July, then who's the source in October, November, when it's that same player involved in whatever situation's going on.
Right.
So it's just knowing, you know, Woj has his sources, Shams has his sources, Chris Haynes, kind of all these guys. And then there's a crew of nine insiders breaking, but there's times like I'm not a source or an insider guy, but I'll hear information because I'm getting it directly from the source before the agent even finds out. And generally, it's the agent who's telling a certain contingent of it. Sometimes it's coming direct from players. As we all know, players are very finicky. Again, they might want to be somewhere and then an hour later change their mind. So the information as it was given may have been accurate in that particular moment. But an hour later, like, oh, man, I had a donut and completely changed my mind and now I want to go here. But that's just kind of what this game is. So I don't ever knock or fault those guys. It's definitely a tough position to be in. But even like we saw with the Paolo Banchero, Jabari Smith, kind of situation. Oh, Jamari's going on number one. Jabari's going number one. Oh, wait. You know, like, they're indicating that they're leaning now towards Paolo, whatever. I always kind of, I'm not a big gambler, but I go through Vegas now. Once the Vegas odds kind of post, Vegas obviously always has better sources than the insider guys. So it's like, oh, wait, this dude, yeah, this number's going down or whatever. He's less of a long shot. Like, oh, Vegas knows something that we don't, you know.
Right. Yeah. Right. Paolo, the Vegas odds. Like the day before just suddenly shot up for him going number one. And then, but people were still reporting it that he was going number three.
Yeah.
And Yeah, that was interesting.
Which is wild, because I don't think he worked out for the Magic, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think that Jabari Smith worked out for the Rockets, but, you know, they got enough tape on these guys. They'll figure it out.
All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk hustle and just basketball movies in general.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back with the King, Josiah Johnson, and it is the off season. Yeah. We got to watch basketball somewhere. It's time. It's time to talk some basketball movies. I think all three of us watched Hustle.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, my first reaction was like, I thought it was like a great buddy film.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah. It's basketball movies are on a curve for me. It's like if there was only one type of movie that was allowed to have music, I would like that type of movie better than others. I'd be like, yeah, I like how there's music in this one and I love music. And like, that's what, when I was watching this, I was like, yeah, I love watching great basketball players. Like even if they're just shooting around, like it's like, so like I could watch this for eight right. hours
in like in 24 frames per second. Yeah. It looks so cinematic.
Makes everything so meaningful.
I feel like they took like the perfect combination of like several movies, like Big Daddy, you know, mm-hmm. drawing back from Adam Sandler. Instead of like the little kid, he was adopted. Yeah. And it was like a, you know, 6'11", you know, NBA prospect, but just cool stuff. The one thing I will say about the movie that did bother me, I love the movie. I loved everything. Anthony Edwards, obviously Oscar, give him whatever he wants.
Oh, yeah.
First Ballot Hall of Fame, amazing performance. And just in general, obviously he's a phenomenal dude, man. I've gotten the chance to work with him a little bit and hang out with him a little bit. He's a legend. But the one thing that bothered me was that the whole Hustle scene where it's like, yo, you bet you can't hit the rim. It's like, dude, I'm just saying, like, okay.
Right.
I'm going to hit the rim for $50 or $100, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I'm not even trying to make it. I just got to hit the rim, Chief. Like, but I did respect that he was that confident in his defensibility and definitely had a respect for Adam Sandler and everything he's got going on. also was trying to figure out why it was the Sixers, you know, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. I mean, for people who haven't seen the film, right, it's about this basketball scout who, you know, he's been working for the Sixers. He's trying to make his way onto the bench. He really wants to coach. And he finally gets his opportunity. But, you know, as those things are starting to materialize, something happens at the team because Robert Duvall, who's like the owner, passes away. And then Ben Foster, the son, becomes the one in charge and has like a bone to pick with Adam Sandler. And he takes him, said, hey, I know you just got that assistant coach job, but this is what I need. I need you to come back and find me somebody. I need you to identify a player that's going to right this ship, because what they drafted like Mo Wagner. I forget what's his character's name in it.
Oh, I forget. Yeah.
Anyway, and there's a scene where Adam Sandler's basically saying like, I don't think this guy's a fit. Yeah, Haas. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And then from there, you kind of see this is his journey about basically being screwed over, for lack of a better term, and having to go out there and find the player that is going to get him, you know, back in it. And so that's sort of like the journey that Adam Sandler's character's on.
Yeah. I think it makes sense as the Sixers because it's ultimate underdog story. Everybody knows they're not making it out of the second round. So you don't have to like worry about, you don't have to worry about them beating your own team, but you can root for them a little bit. And it also gives you an opportunity to talk about Philly sports fans who are a character in and of themselves. I am a Sixers fan. I should acknowledge.
Oh, we know. if you're Mo Wagner or some of these other guys and they're like, yo, this is your character you're playing, like, nah, dog, I'm starting this. I need a better story arc, Chief. Like, I'm not gonna be the pump.
Yeah. And so you're gonna be the bust. You're gonna be the guy who, like, our guy who really knows basketball is like, he stinks. And yeah. But Anthony Edwards, like, it's funny, it's sort of arbitrary. Anthony Edwards is Kermit something. So a handful of them have like fake names, and then they got real players too coming through playing themselves.
It's like Arliss back in the day.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Shout out Arliss, Robert Wool. I mean, I feel like where we all got familiar with Sandra Oh was when she was on Arliss. But just to go through, because I think one of the reasons why we even gravitated towards this, Jack, was because we saw Anthony Edwards and we're like, man, he has amazing acting ability. Even if he might not even be acting. The fact that he is that relaxed and delivering these lines, like trying to bully Juancho's character, it felt so real. And in this like really dark way, you're like, oh, he's evil. Like, I feel it coming off of him. And I really enjoyed that because it was such a compelling. I was like, I love this guy. He's got range.
There's a point, which you've probably seen in like the clip that everybody was passing around because of how like good Anthony Edwards was just acting while playing ball, getting in his head. But like, there's a point where like you like are really mad at him and he's like messing up the whole story for the protagonist. Juancho is the NBA player's name who plays him, and he like punches him, and Anthony Edwards, like, it cuts to him and he like kind of looks over, and I'm still like, man, he's so likable. Even though he's like evil and like really like just nailing the antagonist, I'm like, he's so cool.
Right.
So nice. He just seems like a cool guy to hang out with.
I don't want to be the spoiler guy for anybody who hadn't seen the movie, but I love that like everything is based off like pickup games. Like, oh, he killed in this open run. Like, gotta draft him. Gotta give him a contract. Right. Just, you know, bend imagination a little bit. But no, I think Ant, his character, his performance, especially playing a dude named Kermit, which I feel like, you know, he looks like a Kermit.
Kermit Wilt.
Weird, strange part of the world. But I feel like Ant wasn't even really acting. That's the, you know. Like,
right.
It was just kind of, you know, these are lines like, oh, no, I'm saying my own lines. I'm good. Like,
right.
What's the motivation like, here? All right, yeah. Cool, I got it. I just got to clown this dude to talk about his daughter. Right, no worries. I'll take care of that.
He's going off book. What is he doing? They're like, just let him write his own lines. Just when you work with Ant, you let him write his own lines. But of all the actor, of all the players that we saw in there, obviously, got to give it up to Juancho Hernan Gomez. He had a tear come out his eye. I was like, what is going on? I was really impressed with a lot of the acting. It was not, there weren't like really, Kenny Smith was also really good. I was surprised how comfortable he was. Were there any other like standouts aside from, I think everyone's talking about Ant and obviously Juancho, but were there other performances that kind of made you smile? Like maybe Boban?
Yeah, Bobby, definitely, for sure.
Yeah, Boban.
He's a legend.
And he's
how old are you? 22.
That's the funniest. Yeah. So the funniest scene is a real thing, right? Is like going overseas and like trying to recruit somebody, like figure out And you're like, all right, you got your birth certificate? No. Well, how old are you? 22. And then his like 18-year-old son walks up and he's like, he's 12.
That's your kid? he's 10. He's 10. He's 10. Where's your birth certificate? It was lost in a fire.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
Art imitating life.
Are you guys just generally like basketball movie fans? Like, how important to you is the quality of the playing? Because like when I was a kid, I was like, Blue Chips was the most excited I think I've ever been for a movie, because they were like, they got Shaq, like they got real players, and they just like filmed it like with them like playing against each other. Essentially, I feel like that was the closest I've seen in a movie to looking like real basketball action. Kind of.
My dad was in that movie, so they definitely booked out a high school. It was like a high school gym that was supposed to be Western University.
Yeah.
High school gym in Indiana. Had like, you know, 30, 40 guys that were kind of year, 2 years in the league or coming in the league. And literally, like you said, they were just playing like actual real games. Obviously, they would stop down and shoot whatever particular scenes they needed to shoot. There's obviously that Bobby Knight story about, right. You know, him going off script and, you know, telling them to block the shot, like, you know, then finally letting them do what they wanted to do. Like, nah, like.
Yeah. And Shaq is in there just being Shaq. I feel like that was when the mainstream of the country like got to see Shaq like be fully himself, which was fun.
He was Neon Boudreaux.
Neon Boudreaux, one of the great names in NBA or in fiction history.
And Butch McRae, shout out Penny, being Butch McRae.
I feel like Hustle kind of lifted that, you know, that Neon Boudreaux scene from Blue Chips, where he goes to like the backwoods of Algiers, right. Louisiana. Yeah.
Because that scene was wild. I was like, how is there any give to that rim? Shaq just like ripped off that like barn, you know, in that scene in Blue Chips. Because there's times I'm like, that, I don't know what kind of rim they're on for the purported like country gym that they were playing in.
Both movies have like characters where the premise is they are secretly one of the great basketball players in the world, but they are hiding that from everybody, like almost intentionally. In the case of Neon Boudreaux and Blue Chips, he is hiding it by playing basketball in a swamp like that you can't get to without like wading through water and like going on a fan boat.
How did y'all, I mean, so there are a couple of scenes I liked. I like that we saw some of our A1 mixtape brethren in that. We saw AO and like Main Event and Grayson Boucher, the professor, people who I was like, I had all those tapes. But what did y'all think? Because like the two of you have much more experience at like the highest level of basketball, whether you're interacting with it or through family and things like that. Mine ends with like my friends in high school that were doing workouts and like post high school to try and get into like a good D2 school. So the scenes when I saw like the fitness coaches and the sort of like the different strength training exercise, like those montages, I was like, I love seeing these exercises that they're always doing of like roll the medicine ball, slam it, throw it through the tractor tire. And then I'm like, who does the coach bring his own tractor tire? Or is there a tractor tire at every gym? I'm curious about that.
That was the thing I was going to say. Not enough tractor tires in these workout in this workout footage. They find a way to make it everything tractor tire focused.
Who had the tractor tire? I've been to probably 1,000 gyms in my life, maybe one or two or three of them. But you know, who's bringing it? Who's packing it up? What car is it fitting in?
Right.
Do they just leave it there? Or they take them to the football field, back to the court, and vice versa, and kind of just let guys cycle through it.
Right.
I love the Rocky component too, where it's like, oh, he's got to hit this time. Like the mark of you getting to the NBA is like, do this in 1:45.
Right. Yeah. Distance running is the most important thing for an NBA athlete who's preparing for the combine. So to your point, there's a part where he goes viral by going on defense and defending people one-on-one and they can't touch the rim. It's just such a weird like miss. I mean, I guess like one-on-one defense is important, but it's like not, I don't know. There's so much one-on-one in this movie, I feel like that, which is a little bit, but the workout footage is fun. He's real lovable. So a movie that I've gone back and watched and the basketball footage is worse than I remembered, but it still works on me, is White Men Can't Jump.
Okay.
I feel like they have like good players in there, but Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson's like kind of like, you can tell he's picked up a basketball before, but like he's also you can tell they're having to like slow things down and like give him 3 feet to like get his jumper off. And Wesley Snipes is just incredibly athletic looking, but like also doesn't like he's dribbling it over his head many of the times, and I don't know, it still works for me. How important to you guys is like the quality of basketball action?
So I'm going to give you a true story. So my dad was in White Man Can't Jump as well. Raymond robbed the liquor store, kind of his claim to fame.
Wow.
But he, no remembers okay. his basketball career. They just, you know, five-time All-Star Hall of Fame finalist. Don't remember that. He's the guy who robbed the liquor store.
Yeah.
So I got to hang out a lot doing their, like, you know, pre-prep for it. And they were doing a lot of, like, workouts, like Beverly Hills YMCA and some other spots. So to your point, you know, Woody had played, like, D2, D3 somewhere, actually knew how to play basketball. Wesley had no clue what he was doing. So they would do, like, drills, like, three-man weaves, five-man weaves. And dudes would deliberately, like, not try to go with Wesley. And he kind of caught on to it. He started cussing people out. But, like, yeah, when his turn to go, guys were kind of shoveling in the back of the line because they didn't want to have to go with him. But, yeah, if you watch that movie, tons of cutaways. Every time he tried to get freaky with the crossovers in between the legs and all that type of stuff. Definitely, you know, cutting the tight body shots and things like that.
Who was the stunt baller for him on that set, I wonder?
Yeah, I wonder. Shoot, I don't even know. It's before Jamal Crawford's time, but I would say, you know. But then they do the cutaway of him, like, making the layup or tight on his face for those type of things. So for those who understand cinema and movie magic, it's like, you know, I'm sure there's people at home like, oh, wow, Wesley go hoop. Like, you see him do that? It's like, no, that was definitely not him doing that shit.
Let me see that in a wide shot. At full speed.
Like, what if we took it from, like, four courts over? Actually, we'll take it from the Y, and you guys are playing on the corner all the way down the street.
Do a slow push.
But that movie works perfectly, beautifully. Shout out to Movie Magic.
I mean, we were talking about this earlier. I think Blue Chips, for me, has the most, like, I don't know, the energy from those basketball scenes felt real. Like, and it's hard to replicate that because I think every sports film, most, I'd say 99% of the competitive scenes are very controlled and highly choreographed. And anyone who plays just a little bit, you can tell any sport, like when it's the movie version of them playing the sport, you're like, come on, like, that's how hard they're going. No. But this, even for, like, the times it felt a little bit slower because of, like, the amount of talent that was, like, there, it felt a little bit easier to, like, it was more palatable for me than, like, a thing where I'm like, y'all are playing at 70% speed.
Yeah.
Come on. It still was energizing, like, at 70%. But yeah.
Anybody who's played in the summertime and, like, you said, like, these spots knows these dudes will go about 50%. So if you go about 150%, you can keep up with them and hope to break even, kind of.
Right.
You know, I remember, like, playing against KG back in the days, and I'm going, like, 120%. He's going, like, 25. And
right.
Still embarrassing me. Like, if I scored a basket, just pretend like he's going full speed. Like,
right.
Like, I saw LeBron lose a game at UCLA. Like, you know, and everybody's like, oh, he lost it to a crew of UCLA kids. It's like LeBron was literally going 37% at this time.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what makes the draft so hard, right? Was KG talking trash as he was embarrassing you?
Yeah, he was. A lot. Nice guy, though. It's like, oh, KG's a four and you're a four, too. It's like, yeah, no, but not. It's like, no, like, nah. Come on, man. You want me to guard this guy? This is not fun. Like, who?
Come on, he didn't even go to college, man.
I just remember one, like, he literally, like, he was playing defense, and somebody tried to pass from, like, 3-point line to the wing. He just, like, stretched his hand out, and it was literally, like, the longest arm I'd ever seen. He, like, gracefully just tapped the ball, stole it, like, one dribble, got to the other end of the court, dunked it.
Yeah.
And I was like, this dude is like a giraffe's body moving like a gazelle down the court.
Right.
And I was like, what do you want me to do with this dude? But he actually was complimentary. He was nice. I grabbed, like, a lot of rebounds in the game for some reason. And he's like, yeah, man, you a glass eater, dog. And I'm like, thank you, Mr. Garnett.
Thank you, Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, you soft in the post, though. I'm like, oh, what? Please, sir.
Help. We were doubling. Shout out D-Book. We were definitely doubling in the summer.
Oh, man.
Also, the one thing that I loved about the film was just the concentration of familiar faces throughout it. Like, you know, you saw everybody. AI, Luca, Dr. J. And for me personally, one of my favorites was seeing James Goldstein. In that, like, I think that was, like, the climactic scene, wasn't it? It was, like, that last tryout run where, like, Trey and all of them are there, right?
Yeah.
And, like, James Goldstein was just, like, there too, being like, all right, what do we got here today? I'm like, wait, James Goldstein, Mr. Front Row at the Lake Show.
So many questions for that man.
Yeah.
What was he doing in his 20s? Like, I just want to know. Like,
he is in his 20s. That's just what he looks like.
No. Yeah.
Who's the stylist? Like, who's doing the outfits? Who's giving him the scarves and all that other elaborate clothing he's wearing? What about basketball just made him want to watch?
Realistically, would someone like James Goldstein be at a workout like that?
it's Jimmy G. You know, he could pull up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, part of me was like trying to find him. Like, man, James Goldstein's not going to be there. But part of me was like, what do I know about any of these things? Yeah. Like, part of me also, as a Laker fan, wanted to create space for the reality. I'm like, you know, James Gold, he should be there, you know, as an, you know, exalted fan of the game.
Yeah, my dad coached in the NBA. My grandfather coached in the NBA. James Goldstein was actually at my baptism. He
put the holy water on you.
he shows was the up priest. To random tangential NBA
basketball things. Yeah.
Do you guys have like a favorite basketball movie?
Definitely. I mean, obviously, just kind of the usual suspects that He Got Games, White Man Can't Jump. But one I'll throw out there, and it always just stay with me, Slam Dunk Ernest. You know, shout out to the legend.
Wow.
The magic pair of shoes, the Kareem
everybody
cameo.
Everybody needs that. Yeah, yeah.
Phil Cozart, who was in like 18 basketball movies, he was in Blue Chips as the guy who told the coach about Shaq's character, was in White Man Can't Jump. He's the one that hustled Billy on the court. He was a part of that contingent.
Billy.
So, yeah, Slam Dunk Ernest definitely, I think, is a movie that doesn't get the love and respect it deserves.
Yeah.
Teen Wolf is my Slam Dunk Ernest. That's the bad basketball, bad movie that is still like all movies that I watch to this day are like viewed through a Teen Wolf shaped prism, because that was like a movie I watched 100 times before I was like 6 years old. And I still can't watch it and not be like, I don't know, it still goes. It's pretty good. Michael J. Fox.
I think mine is probably one of the few basketball films that ages flawlessly from the moment it came out and to this day, which is The Air Up There.
Ooh.
The Air Up There.
Jimmy Dolan, Shake and Bake.
Jimmy Dolan, Shake and Bake.
Very similar, like, very similar story to Hustle.
Right? That's what I'm, but when you look at Hustle, I'm watching it and I'm watching my wife. I'm like, yo, like this scene is like from this, I'm from this. Like when he got the job, and I'm like, oh, this dude's about to die. Like Robert Duvall is obviously not going to make it.
Oh my gosh. Is this, are we just watching a reskinned version of The Air Up There, basically?
Except they made a big mistake in Hustle by not having Adam Sandler have to get out and hoop in the last climactic basketball game and like show everybody. Because didn't they do that in The Air Up There? Didn't Kevin Bacon like ball in the last
game? Yeah, the joint too, right? The, like the circumcision. He had to get like the full ritual, right?
Yeah.
The hoop. It's about more than basketball, Chief. This man might lose his cows.
Oh my gosh. Which is also the thing about Sandler, which is so funny, because he's over the years, he's shown like he's a great actor, like, you know, these dramatic roles. But there's something to like it. There's something that feels limited about his range, because when he gets angry, I can't help but just think of like all the comedic films. He's like, all right, what are you doing? Like where he's screaming like in a really dramatic, tense scene. I'm like,
right,
like he's going off.
This movie's
like
funny though. Like this movie is genuinely like it's my like I think one of the better blending of serious Adam Sandler with like I'm actually laughing out loud a couple times throughout.
Because they had I really enjoyed him and Wancho as like an on screen duo. They really had like it was very believable, and their positive feelings towards each other felt very real, like, and not just people acting. So yeah, I'll give him credit there. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back. And Josiah, it's time to do our favorite segment on this show, the time for the rapid fire questioning, the lightning round of questions. We are just going to chest pass you a question and you fire it right back. No thinking. Okay.
I would do it.
There's no time for like any thinking, any time for expanding, like, on asides, the like stuff like that. This is the rapidest of rapid fire, the lightningest of lightning rounds. Sometimes we tell people just to like get in the right headspace, to like get in an athletic stance, yeah, you know, just to
3-point stance
on your toes.
You know what I mean? Anyway, time for the lightning round of questions. Start the clock.
Okay.
Here we go. Josiah. Start one, bench one, cut one. Sidney Dean, White Man Can't Jump.
Okay.
Butch McRae, Blue Chips. Kenny Tyler, The Sixth Man.
Ooh.
Wow. Wild card.
I'm going to start Sidney Dean as the character because he could play summer pro league with MJ, but decided to just focus on his game on the court. bench. Wait, who's the other two? Kenny Tyler and?
Butch McRae. Blue Chips, so, Penny.
I'll bench Butch just because he's a little fragile. You know, he was trying to dip after like two games and thought his mom was going to be able to keep the house.
He had that one behind the back move, though, like on the sideline, and then turned around. That was pretty dope. But yeah.
He got homesick after one. Like, we just won a big game. You trying to go to the crib? Like, no. Kenny Tyler, once his brother dipped into the afterlife, his game was going to be cooked after that.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
All right.
Jack. Sorry. Here we go. Lightning. Sorry. Keeping it quick.
Should I go?
I don't know. You want to do this one?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'll do this one.
All right. All right. Lightning. All right. Go.
And
lightning.
Then, right. We do alternate.
And then we'll do the one after lightning. That. Yeah.
All right. Lightning. Keep it lightning. Just get into my headspace for it to ask the question quickly. Mm-hmm. If you could change one rule in the NBA for 1 month next season, just for funsies, what do you do?
I bring back foul baiting.
Bring back foul baiting.
Reward these guys. We want to see points, okay? If refs aren't smart enough to figure it out, more free throws, more points. All right. We want scoring, so bring it back.
Yeah. Great answer. Lightning round. Actually, you know, since we're talking about it, I always like to ask, you know, what are your feelings on like a rock and jock style 50-point basket that comes down?
Or my answer, which is each NBA court has its own 3-point line. That is different, like based on
you're like a weird shaped one too.
Yeah, you got a weird shaped one.
Like it actually goes out to the logo.
I miss Rock and Jock, so that just brought back a ton of great memories. When they do the basketball and like the baseball or softball game, either one just ridiculous. So whoever came up with that pass in the back, yeah. And then what was the other one? Sorry, guys.
Different 3-point line, like per squiggly per home court. Yeah, squiggle it up.
Let Stevie Wonder draw it for half the league. And I'll rock with that. And we have to abide by it.
Lightning. This is lightning. My bad. Okay, back on it. Josiah, okay, does LeBron wind up with 4 rings? Or is he going to find a way to fill that whole hand up and get 5?
I can't guarantee that he'll get 5. But I will say this. If he does, a lot of people are going to try to, you know, commit bodily harm to me because I'm going to be insufferable. I'm not going to shut up. You know, we've seen a certain fan base after winning a championship with the highest salary cap in NBA history try to act like they were underdogs or the chips were stacked against them. Like, you were literally like $100 million in luxury tax. Like, you have all the chips. You had everything. So if LeBron does win that fifth one, I'm going to be optimistic and say he does. We need Kyrie. Kyrie and LeBron get back. Make some amazing music, like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah.
You know, come back, make some amazing music, and get that fifth ring.
All right, Wild Stallions.
You are widely considered the king of NBA Twitter. Who would be your Twitter follow Mount Rushmore? We're mixing things. You thought I was going to say your Twitter queen or something like that. No.
I didn't.
Mount Rushmore.
That means who do you
from
like?
From kings to presidents.
Of all time. I mean, look, got to throw Embiid in there just for the pettiness. Mm. KD.
Yes.
I'll say Jasmine L. Watkins, who I refer to as the queen of NBA Twitter. It'll eventually catch on a stick. And then one more. I got to throw me up there. I got to, you know, not to be. That's four. And I don't believe we're not adding another face. We're not adding any more seats to the Supreme Court.
Absolutely
we're just
not.
That's what it is.
Wow. It's just locked in. Okay.
Strong take.
Josiah, what are the best kicks to hoop in? Now, one is going to be, what would you like to be pictured in as a shoe? And what is one that for you, in terms of comfort, are you playing in? And are they the same?
So pictured in patent leather Jordans, they're great. They're great for photos. A great look. Not really terribly comfortable to actually hoop in. A great church shoe, though.
Okay, so you're talking about Jordan 11s. Okay.
I'm going to go back. And this is a nostalgic moment for me, so I'll just give some context. Playing my senior year of high school, had this janky pair of Jordans that kind of literally, like, they looked good, but the soles were all janky. I would slip all over the court. So dad shows up to a game. He's got a fresh pair of Kevin Garnett's. This was like a 99. You know, KT just came out with the air bubbles or whatever.
Yeah.
And not the greatest shoe ever, but he shows up. Like, yo, you want these? Like, of course. Like, what? No, I don't. So literally, like, hooped in those, proceeded to ball out. And then, you know, I say like 80% of the reason I was able to get a scholarship to UCLA because just, you know, look good, play good, play good, pay good. But yeah, yeah. So all right, I hate getting put on the spot with these because, you know, there's so many, like the J Kids back in the day, the pennies.
Air Zoom Flight 95s. Yep.
I remember when Mike Bibby rocked those in the championship game when he was at Arizona.
Oh, the phone posits. Yeah.
Yeah, the phone. And it was just like, I'd never seen anything like those shoes in my life and was just so fascinated by them.
Yeah.
Those KGs, I remember they were white and they had the blue gradient, black to blue gradient. Oh, I love those shoes.
Yeah.
And the Air Zoom Flight 95 is probably my top shoe with the race car wheels on it. That's like,
for sure.
It never ends. Actually, the logo of the show, for people who listen to the show, if you look at the shoes I'm wearing in the logo, I'm wearing Air Zoom Flight 95s. Okay.
I'm going to say something controversial or ask a question controversial. I was always Nike.
Man. We got to keep this moving, man.
Jordan's my favorite shoe. But this is a lightning aside.
Okay.
But I got to like try on my friend's Iversons. And every time I wore Reeboks, they were very comfortable. Did you guys ever try Reeboks on?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I didn't think they were cool, but they were so comfortable.
My boy Chris had the questions when they came out, yeah. I remember. And I was like, yo, because they also had like the Hexalite sort of circle-y insole thing on the sides. I was like, that looks like comfort. I was just such a loyal Nike kid. I was like, yo, I'm sorry, you're not going to catch me in those, though. I like it. I like the vision.
We went to UCLA. When I went to UCLA, we were Adidas school, so it was definitely... And I look back, we had some tough years there, but you have to imagine like going to gyms where you're playing Arizona, Oregon, they have every fresh pair of Nike you could possibly imagine. And you like roll up in pro models. And I'm just like, I understand the nostalgia, like great, but you know, like these aren't like a baller shoe. Like I'm
right.
You know, I'm not flossing in pro models. I'll just say that.
Lightning round. Funniest NBA player you've created content with.
Ooh, there's so many funniest, probably Embiid. I mean, I go back to him, but he's a hilarious dude because who would ever guess that, you know, he hasn't been in the States that long, but he just mastered Twitter and social media. Like when the Ben Simmons trade went down and he hit him with the My Biggest Haters Funeral meme, like, but just to be, you know, he's not on Twitter often, but like when he does come through, he comes through with some heat.
Makes it count.
And then Josiah, lastly, for all the Laker fans out there, myself included, are the Lakers back in the mix next season?
You know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. It's lightning round, but I'll just say this. AD missed like 40 games last year. That we could say whatever we want. We could finger point whatever. Like, if AD's not hurt, and that's obviously a big if and hypothetical, we're not suffering the season that we had. Like, you know what I mean? Even I look back to the previous year where the Suns fans kind of got salty that we acknowledged that had he not had the hamstring injury, you know, Lakers very well may have been raising that 18th banner. Like, and then they dealt with injuries this postseason and got smackarooed in game seven. And then all of a sudden, like, well, you know, like, you
those know, injuries.
You have to consider injuries. And, but so I think if we can get AD off Nuke Squad, off the video games, if we get AD in the gym, not just touching a basketball, but really making love to that basketball, you know, metaphorically,
reconnect,
spiritually, and connecting with it and really shooting it just one time, gets like good form, that this squad is going to be okay. Kyrie. Like I said, I'm not as down on Westbrook as a lot of people are. I don't think this was obviously a great year for him, but I think, you know, Darvin Ham coming in, hopefully get Russ to buy in and kind of just, you know, there's going to be some changes that need to be made, but I think this squad can be successful.
Oh yeah, and Sheed too.
Woo. Yeah, I was at the Iverson Classic in Memphis, late April, early May. You know, hanging out in Memphis, eating some mid barbecue. I'll just say that, and we're hanging out in the hotel lobby. And the places I went to weren't good references. Okay, I now have places to go that are good.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm just saying you're not slandering Memphis barbecue. Because
Memphians got mad at me, like, oh, you went to. And I was like, look, Memphians told me where to go. They suggested spots. Went to said spots. Was not impressed. Then actually found out the spots to go. That's neither here nor there. But basically, we're hanging out hotel lobby, just chilling. And then who pulls up in like a pickup truck? But like Bonzi Wells and Rasheed Wallace. And honestly, like you know, 20-year-old, 15-year-old me was just in heaven. Like one of the biggest legends I feel like in the history of basketball.
Oh yeah.
And just to see Shee's whole career. So if she can't get through to AD, I don't know who can. I'll just say that.
Yeah, I think I'm hopeful.
And I have a player on my team I'm hoping hits up TB12, is just TB12 for life. I'm not going to say who that is, but that would be wonderful as well. And, you know, the offseason hope springs eternal.
Absolutely.
So let's get it. Sixers, Lakers in the finals next year.
Okay. It's a bet.
All right.
Josiah, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah,
Miles and Jack got mad boosties, man. I really appreciate you, you know, blessing the pod with your excellence and your knowledge and wit. So appreciate that. Where can people find you and support you and check out all the other work that you're doing?
So normally these times you rattle off a bunch of things, but that's not the point, guys. I just came here to really talk hoops with you guys and respect y'all. So follow me, King Josiah 54 on Twitter and Instagram. That's pretty much it. Yeah, I do other stuff. If you follow those accounts, you will see all the other stuff I do. And frankly, I'm not getting big enough bags from some of these companies to promote. So
yeah,
I'm going to use that as a leverage that as a tool. But also, I do a show with Away Sports Entertainment called Out of Pocket. I do a show with Gilbert Arenas called No Chill on Fubo. So support us so we can, you know, keep feeding our family.
Thanks so much. Enjoy the summer.
Appreciate you.
Bye.
Bye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.